Even here in the midst of the wine country, there are aspects of that business that outsiders rarely think of, let alone observe. For Press Democrat writer-turned-documentary filmmaker John Beck, one of those untold stories lies in what he calls the blue-collar side of wine, which he examines in his first feature-length film titled Harvest.
I was hired by a group called Wine Road to cover the night harvest back in 2010. And all of a sudden, I found myself out in a vineyard at 2 a.m. with Paul Fopiano, and it looks like a UFO has landed. It's surreal. There's a sense of drama, urgency. And I kind of looked around and asked myself, how did these people arrive here? What have they sacrificed to be here? And so when 2011 Harvest rolled around, I set out to follow. And my goal was to cover all walks of life, not just the owners or the winemakers, but the grape pickers and the vineyard managers as well.
The harvest season is short and intense. Yet within it, Beck discovered several fascinating sub-stories. One was the first ever all-female grape-picking crew.
A friend of a friend heard about my project and mentioned that her boyfriend was in charge of an all-female crew, and it was the first time they'd done this. Once I heard that, I called up Bacchus, and they said, well, we're down for it, but you need to convince the women that it would be okay to follow them throughout the harvest. And so I think it was 3 or 4 in the morning. I got out there and they were all wearing their headlamps. And I tried to explain, I think you guys are the heroes of the harvest and no one's really shined a light on what you're doing. And I'd love to, if it's okay with you, to follow you through the harvest. And they were signing release forms on each other's backs at 4 in the morning.
In a marked contrast to that group of hardworking Latinas, whose earnings are determined by how much and how fast they can pick, Beck also documents the experience of grape camp participants who pay for the opportunity to do a little of the same work.
The juxtaposition is just priceless. I mean, here they've paid $4,000 to go out and experience this. At the same time, they're at least getting to see firsthand what goes into the making of the wines they drink. They've traveled from all over the world for this event, so it is revealing for everyone.
Aside from the campers, most of the grape harvesting is done at night, when the fruit is at its coolest. But not all of it is done by hand. Large, somewhat ominous machines are also being used in some vineyards.
Those things can run 24/7, and that's kind of where things are headed. Specialty winemakers don't like the stigma of it, and there are certain elevations and hillsides where you really can't run a machine. But that certainly, in the last few years, is where things are headed.
The 2011 grape harvest was a memorable one for local growers, as one of the worst in decades. Unwelcome early rains soaked much of the crop, causing huge losses. Beck documented that, too.
That's one of those things where lightning strikes. You know, their misfortune becomes my good fortune, and it's not something I would wish on anybody, but it certainly makes it more dramatic in the third act of the film when everything starts going to hell. The grapes are rotting on the vine, and women aren't making as much money as they thought they were going to make, and they're arguing with the vineyard manager. That makes it more dramatic, definitely.
After observing, filming, and editing all of this, Beck says he now has a new understanding of what goes into the making of a bottle of wine.
You see these bottles at your local grocery store, and you have no idea the amount of labor that's gone into them, so it's certainly raised my level of appreciation.
But he still prefers beer. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.